The 18th year, the 22nd day of the first month, there was talk in the house of Nebuchadnezzar, king of the Assyrians, that he should, as he said, avenge himself on all the earth. And Nebuchadnezzar called Holofernes, the chief captain of his army, and said unto him, Thus saith the great king, the Lord of the whole earth, Behold, thou shalt go forth from my presence, and take with thee men that trust in their own strength, of footmen 120,000, and the number of horses with their riders 12,000. And thou shalt go against all the west country, because they disobeyed my commandment. I will go forth in my wrath against them, and I will cover the whole face of the earth with the feet of mine army, and I will give them for a spoil unto them, so that their slain shall fill their valleys and brooks, and the river shall be filled with their dead, till it overflow, and I will lead them captives to the utmost parts of all the earth. Then Holofernes went forth from the presence of his lord, and called all the governors and captains, and the officers of the army of Azur, and he mustered the chosen men for the battle, as his lord had commanded him, unto 120,000, and 12,000 archers on horseback. Then he went forth in all his power to cover all the face of the earth westward with their chariots and horsemen and their chosen footmen. A great number also of sundry countries came with them, like locusts and like the sand of the earth, for the multitude was without number. Then he went over Euphrates and went through Mesopotamia and destroyed all the high cities that were upon the river Arbonai till ye come to the sea. And he took the borders of Cilicia and killed all that resisted him. Then he went down into the plain of Damascus in the time of wheat harvest, and burnt up all their fields, and destroyed their flocks and herds. Also he spoiled their cities, and utterly wasted their countries, and smote all their young men with the edge of the sword.